filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, how are you today? It's a pleasure to spend this time with you. Love it. Every week, the best part of the week. Except every day, because now we spend time together every single day. So we're on the radio with you somewhere all the time. And that's a good thing. Sean down in Dallas, how are you today?
Just peachy.
How's the weather down there today?
Stormy.
Is it? Everything okay? I had mentioned in the previous hour that you may have to escape to seek some shelter. I know there's some very heavy weather, some tornadic activity down there. You okay down there?
Yeah, so far the tornado's about 65 miles away, southeast of us.
Okay.
Southwest.
Doesn't take them long to get to you, so if you need to do that, you let us know, and we'll continue to move forward and wait for you to come back and say everything's okay. We're not in Kansas anymore, are we?
No, it's not in Kansas today.
Tonto. Oh, that's
it's,
I do apologize.
It's in southwest of Cleburne.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's go to guns here for a second. If you need to, you let us know. Be more than happy to make that announcement. We have a lot going on out there. Sean, I don't have to tell you how many. Every day we have something new popping up. The left is the lies that come. What is the best way to say it? But the lies that come out of the mouths of this Shannon Watts and this insidious Every Town for Gun Safety, still can't find their gun safety courses. Don't know where they are. I've been looking for them. Want to take one. I'll pay for it. Love to sit in on it. Love to learn some gun safety from the Bloomberg shills. Every Town for Gun Safety. Can't find it. Doesn't exist. It's a Facebook group. And a loudmouth, very successful PR person with a whole bunch of money from Mike Bloomberg. You know, billionaire Bloomberg. And, of course, she also founded the Moms Demand Action. What a silly name that is, by the way. And all we get is lies. Sean, we have some audio tape of an individual by the name of Ted Alcorn, who is the research director for the Bloomberg organizations, Every Town for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action. What a silly name that is, by the way. And he refused on C-SPAN to debate John Lott. He would only come on after John was on. He didn't want to appear on a split screen with John Lott. We all know John Lott. He's a regular contributor on this program, a good friend of mine, a good friend of yours. You see him on every major news program there is, talking about and defending the numbers that he finds. He didn't set out to be a pro-gun guy. He set out to get to the truth with the numbers, and lo and behold, what he found confounds the left and the loudmouths and the liars every day, at every twist and turn, because they can't refute his decades of research and statistics. So they won't even appear with him on the C-SPAN shows and any other show. And it was really telling when this individual, Ted Alcorn, appeared on C-SPAN after John Lott, after refusing to appear with John Lott, and took a call. Sean, can you go ahead and run that tape?
Tracy, you are on the air.
Yeah, I guess that my first comment is I think it's quite telling that the people that are opposed to gun rights refuse to appear on screen with Dr. Lott or with other economists or criminologists whose research has shown that expanding gun rights is strongly correlated with falling crime rates and with reductions in violent crime. And I guess the question I would have is, you know, why is that? Why are those on that side of the issue so afraid of honest debate on screen or at least on radio or at this end? It's just across the board. They absolutely refuse to have any direct interaction with knowledgeable people.
Ted Alcorn, your response. Well, I think, you know, one of the realities of today is that we live in a moment when gun rights in the United States have an unprecedented level of protection. The Supreme Court decision, District of Columbia versus Heller, in that, you know, one of our country's originalists, Justice Scalia, endorsed the individual right to own and possess a firearm.
Waiting for your answer. Ted.
And rightly pointed out that there's nothing incompatible with expanded gun rights and the reasonable laws that we have to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people. And, you know, every town is committed to an evidence-based approach. We speak with criminologists, legislators across the country, and we welcome debate. In fact, we're thrilled that there is an increased amount of research in this area and an increased amount of conversation about what laws are effective to keeping guns out of the hands of felons and domestic abusers. So, you know, when there's a credible scientist, somebody who wants to have a real constructive conversation about this, we're going to be there. But, you know, folks who seek to minimize the issue of gun violence, the grave issue of gun violence in this country, or to draw attention away from the real issues to themselves, or, you know, that's not a conversation that I think it's productive to be a part of.
John Lott is not credible. John Lott is a liar. John Lott is, it's just absolutely astonishing. It's very telling to hear that. My next guest knows a little bit about how the enemies of freedom operate. And this is Dan Reed. Dan comes to us. He's the National Rifle Association spokesperson and the lobbyist for the NRA in Oregon, in the great state of Oregon, involved, like Washington before it, in an epic battle against Bloomberg and men like you just heard, Ted Alcorn, who will have a discussion with anybody in the media as long as they agree with them. Dan, welcome to the program, my friend. It's a pleasure to have you here for the first time. What was your thought when you heard that?
Well, Mark, first off, thank you so much for having me on the program.
Sure.
Boy, that's interesting to hear. I don't think that the debate really wants to be there, as you see these bills just get crammed through the legislature, and Oregon's no different.
Right.
This is a bill that we've been fighting this is our third year now. And this year, we've heard about it. Obviously, there was a change in the legislature, but the bill draft wasn't even dropped until the middle of March, into March.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Let me interrupt briefly and give listeners some background here on what we're talking about, because you're based in Oregon, correct? You live in Oregon?
You know, we have a regional office in California, so I lobby a few states for NRA.
Okay.
But I spend quite a bit of time up in Oregon.
All right. And this is an epic battle. We saw what happened in Washington State, 594 or 591. And both of those initiatives, and we saw what passed the universal background check. It is a nightmare for Washington now. Law-abiding gun owners, shooting ranges, instructors have no idea what to do. We have sheriffs that are refusing to enforce it. And the Bloomberg shills and the liars now want that for Oregon. And, Dan, you know, Alan Gottlieb is a regular guest on this show, and he's been telling us, unfortunately, what we don't want to hear, but it is the truth. We can't refuse to accept what is, and that is that this appears, like it did in Washington, that it's going to pass. Is that what you're seeing, too?
You know, we have a really tough fight on it. It did pass through the Senate already, and right now it's sitting in the House. It just passed out of committee last week, and it's going to be a really tight vote. It's going to be very tight. We've been spending a lot of time with legislators out there. Our grassroots folks have been out at gun shows and really engaging our grassroots network to make sure people are contacting their legislators. And this is going to be very, very narrow.
And this is the universal background check bill that we're talking about, which we all know is nothing but a gun registry scheme. It's the beginnings of the gun registry scheme that Michael Bloomberg wants to implement. He is, again, skirting Congress. He's moving his fight to the states. And, facts, again, are stubborn things, but it's the Democrats as an institution, as a party and part of their party platform that are coming after your guns. While there are individuals and there are exceptions to every rule, it is the Democrat Party that is coming after your guns. And they're picking off a couple of blue states, and they intend to then take this back. Dan, you agree? They want to take this back to Congress and say, look, we have a mandate. We need to do something at the federal level. Isn't that their ultimate goal, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's being pushed everywhere, and obviously it has been pushed by the Democrats in the states that I take care of. And you're absolutely right. The registry is there. In fact, the last two versions of this universal background check that we've seen in Oregon currently there's a voluntary call-in system where if someone chooses to do a background check, mm-hmm. they can call in state police, destroy records within 5 years. And now they've shifted it to the gun shops, and that's what we've seen in all the states is they want those going through the gun shops. They want to be able to capture
right.
all those transfers.
That's exactly what they want. They want to be able to capture the transfer so they know who you are and what you own. This is the way they play pool. The gun control jihadis are also very, very patient. We'll have more with Dan Reed from the National Rifle Association, the lobbyist up in the Pacific Northwest, when we come back.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking indoors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Got that great Junkyard in there. The tune Simple Man, and all of a sudden John Young just comes belting out. This is Armed American. I love that. Welcome back to the program. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom. Let's go right back to Dan Reed. Dan is the National Rifle Association lobbyist out of California lobbying. Dan, welcome back to the show. In what states do you work for us now up there?
I lobby in Hawaii, Oregon, Nevada, and Arizona.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's one hell of a territory, brother.
Yeah, we're out there quite a bit, so.
Well, if you need anybody to help lobby with you and take the portable radio studio, I am open.
Well, there's a lot of action going on in all those states, so especially Oregon right now, as we're discussing.
I'm going to assume that you were at the NRA convention, the annual meetings in Tennessee.
You know, I wasn't there this year with all my states going. My priority is in the legislature.
Okay, good.
Although I would have loved to have been there.
No, let me tell you something. You stay put right where you're needed right now. We need you there doing whatever it is you need to do. Talk to us about the bill. You said it passed out of committee. What's the next step in Oregon? What do we need to be paying attention to? And what can listeners do right now?
Well, right now the bill it just passed out of committee in the House. And so it has one final step, which is vote on the House floor before it goes to the governor. And so right now we want to prevent that bill from reaching the governor's desk because she's indicated that she is supportive and she'd sign it. And so they need to be contacting legislators in the House in Oregon right now, letting them know what a terrible bill this is. It's egregious. It's being, you know, billed as common sense, as a way to prevent easy access and to close a loophole, and it's none of those things. This is really a terrible bill. As you mentioned earlier, it's trying to capture every gun transfer, and this is not just sales. We're talking leases, loans, gifts, and sales. So you're letting your buddy borrow your rifle, and it doesn't meet one of these limited exemptions that's in the bill. You're going to need to go to a gun dealer, pay a fee, and go through that same process to even get that firearm back. One of the examples we've used is really common. You're going out of town, you're traveling, and you want to leave a firearm with a friend for safekeeping for a couple weeks. That's two trips to the gun dealer right there. That's one to drop it off with him, go through, you know, pay your fee, do your paperwork, and then when you get back, you're going to have to go through that same process just to get back your own firearm.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, and this might be here comes the weekly controversial statement from the host. Dan, you and I both know that this is going to lead to a tremendous amount of, I guess the only term I can use is civil disobedience. There will be millions of gun owners who simply will not go through that process, period. They simply won't do it. And this is not because these are bad people, but because they, for whatever reason, don't have the time. It's a hassle in their life. They believe it's wrong. It's unconstitutional. They know it. They're not going to make the 30-mile trip back and forth. They're not going to pay the fees to do it. And we know that's going to happen. We're seeing it in Connecticut right now. I know we're seeing it in Washington State right now. So we know it's going to happen. This is unnecessary. Is there any particular legislator, that we need to contact? Is there anybody that's on the fence? Or let's be very honest. I'm going to ask you, be very honest with me now, is the fix already in? We know how these Democrats operate. They'll say one thing and then lie. They'll just, boom, right out of the side of their mouth because they believe and depend on a certain level of ignorance and stupidity. As sad as that is, we know how they operate. We don't mince words here on Armed American Radio. These people are liars. They will tell you what you want to hear, and then they will move in a different direction. Is the fix in?
No, I think that this vote is not decided yet, regardless of what
that's encouraging.
People are telling you. It's going to be very narrow, and I'm sure that as long as the votes aren't there, we won't see this actually going to the floor. I don't imagine that it would go to the floor to ultimately fail. But there's definitely, you know, gun owners should not be discouraged at this point. In fact, they should be encouraged to be reaching out and make those contacts. to be emailing, to be calling, and just letting the legislators know, hey, this is bad. And even if someone said, hey, I support this concept, which, of course, NRA does not. This is just a terrible bill. But the bill is completely flawed. It has all kinds of holes in it. We heard from some dealers during testimony last week. The House Rules Committee took over 7.5 hours of testimony, and the dealers are scratching their head going, I don't know what to do. I'm not sure I even want to tangle with this.
Wow.
So it's really messed up. We have not seen really any amendments on this bill. There was one amendment on the Senate side that allowed for people to mail their guns, but we heard from the dealers that said, I'm not going to let a private citizen mail me a firearm. I'm not going to get enough information to put it in my A&D book or my bound book. Right. That's just not something that I would ever open. If you wanted to mail me a firearm because you're, you know, 40, 50, 60 miles from the closest dealer, you better go to a dealer and have him mail it to me.
Yeah, this is opening up a can of worms and opening up a regulatory mess for dealers, not to mention law-abiding people. This is a nightmare. Okay. Tell me right now, tell listeners right now, where do they need to go? Where can they get the information necessary to pick up the phone, send the mail, write the letter? Where and what?
Oregon legislative website is the best way. It has all your information on there. You're going to have your legislators' email addresses, their phone numbers. Have them log on to NRA-ILA and check our alerts. We're constantly updating what's going on. The contact information for the legislators is available in our alerts that we send out. If you don't get the alert, you can always just log on to the website, click down on the states, click on Oregon, and you'll be able to find that information right there.
Okay. Well, it's important, and we, you know, we talk about it every single week. We talk about it on the daytime show. We're doing everything we can to get the word out. When do you expect this to occur? When is this going to wrap up? Would you like to come on the daily program with me, which is being listened to in a couple cities, I guess Eugene, Salem, and Portland? And talk about this?
Absolutely. I'm heading back up to Oregon here first thing this week, so I guess that's probably tomorrow. And we're looking, with it coming out of committee on Thursday, it needs to be second read, and then third read is when the vote is. It's probably going to be at the earliest Wednesday, more likely Thursday, possibly next Monday.
All right, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We're getting ready to take a break now, Dan. I appreciate you coming on the show. We do have some great news in free states, such as South Carolina, such as Tennessee, and others, where we have some really good news, as I'm sure you're aware of, Dan, where states are looking now at passing permitless carry in South Carolina, where Tennessee, where the NRA was played a significant role in the park ban being overturned. So, Dan, we thank you for all of your efforts out there. We know you have your hands full with that territory. God bless you, brother. You got your work cut out for you. We're here to help you. We'll reach out to you by email this week and bring you on the daytime show. Dan Reed, National Rifle Association lobbyist out there on the West Coast, everybody, with his hands full. We'll be back right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America. and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
Sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Now you're listening to... Take a listen to that. Sean, can you turn that up for a second? Yeah, that's 19-something. That's from a real country artist, Mark Wills. And Mark Wills shoots for the FN team, FNH team. And I was at the National Rifle Association annual meetings and got to watch Mark perform. Now, Mark's a good friend of mine. He actually, by coincidence, he's also a neighbor of mine. He lives very close to me, so we get to see each other from time to time, and we'll be bringing him back into the studio. I saw him just a couple of weeks ago. But that's a real country artist. That's a country artist who is going to be out shooting while Tim McGraw is donating money to groups that want to take away your freedoms. Sorry, Tim. Facts are brutal things. Sean, how I'm always... I find these names, you know, that sometimes they just seem to match the story, right? Where maybe... Oh, I don't know. You're talking about a guy who was just busted robbing a house and his last name is Burglar or something like that?
Yes.
There's great news coming out of South Carolina. House passes bill to end permits for concealed weapons. Basically, what we're talking about is constitutional carry coming to a very strong chance of constitutional carry coming to the state of South Carolina. South Carolina needs reform, and their firearms laws like nobody's business. And it looks like something very serious is getting ready to happen in South Carolina. A bill that would allow South Carolina residents to carry concealed weapons without a permit has passed the House. That's great news. Now, before I read this, I want to bring in my next guest, Rick Ector, and I want to get his comments on this on the fly, spontaneous on live radio. Firearms instructor and friend of this program, Rick Ector, up in Detroit, Michigan. How are you, Rick?
Hey, I am great, man. Great. Totally awesome. Glad to be once again on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, and it's even more fun to have you here, man. Love the enthusiasm. I want you to walk with me a little bit here, Rick, okay? I want you to. I'm going to read this column here from K or WLTX 19 CBS on your side out of South Carolina, okay? A bill that would allow South Carolina residents to carry concealed weapons without a permit has passed the House. Columbia, South Carolina. A bill that would allow it has passed the House. The House passed a bill 90-18 doing away with the requirement to have a concealed weapons permit to carry in public. Firearms in the South is always going to be a hot-button issue, and that is never going to change, said Adam Ruanala. A new debate in the legislature over not requiring you to have a concealed weapons permit to carry in public is gaining traction. But some aren't on board with the plan. You can't get behind the wheel of a car without a license, and you can't get that license without taking a small test that has some educational background. The same should apply with the concealed weapons permit, said Kenneth Young. Lawrence County Representative Mike Pitts introduced the amendment. He says it is a good compromise because people would still have to keep their guns hidden from view in public, but would not have to go through hours of training for a constitutional right. Adam Ruanella, with Palmetto State Armory, is happy that lawmakers are concerned about protecting citizens' right to own guns, but he also thinks education is important. Quoting, "We're always very encouraging to the patrons that come in here to practice proper firearms discipline, and that comes from training, even if it's not for a concealed weapon permit, if it's just for around the house, making sure that you know not only the disciplines of safe firearms, but of controlled firearms operations, whether it be shooting, accuracy, and knowing the situations that call for the use of deadly force, which is the main reason for having your CWP. The bill must pass a final vote in the House and then will be sent to the Senate. Last year, the Senate voted against a similar bill." Who the hell is Kenneth Young?
I have no idea, man. You know, I got at least one buddy from South Carolina. I actually got a chance to
is his name
meet him
Kenneth
when
Young?
I went to the NRA convention in 2010 in North Carolina. We were actually in Charlotte. And if you know anything about geography down in that state, you know, Charlotte's like just south of the southern border. And right. A good friend of mine on Facebook, man, he invited me to cross the border into South Carolina. I made it down there, man, at the Friends of the NRA dinner, had a blast. But, you know, through this contact, this friend that I have, Wayne Wilkerson, you know, he keeps me abreast of what's happening down there. And I had posted, you know, the link to that very story on my Facebook page. And I was like, hey, wouldn't it be great if we could get some traction here in Michigan on constitutional carry? And he said, well, you know, he basically said, well, you know, don't get too excited because even if it passes the House, you know, it still has to make it through the Senate. And the Senate down there is pretty tough on, you know, passing something as apparently controversial as constitutional carry.
But well, this actually started, Rick, as a believe it or not, as a reciprocity bill, which South Carolina needs desperately. I'll give you an example. I live in a bordering state. I cannot carry my firearm in South Carolina with my permit. It's the only state in the South that I can't. In fact, Wow. It's one of the only states in the country that I can't between the Georgia and the Florida permit. But South Carolina will not recognize, and that's how this bill started, and the constitutional carry amendment was added to it. Here's where I go back to that Kenneth Young thing. You know, we got Adam Ruanella quoted in here. He's the guy that with Palmetto State Armory. We got Lawrence County Representative Mike Pitts in there who introduced the amendment. And then we got this guy, Kenneth Young, who throws in this dopey statement making the comparison with automobiles again, and they never identify the guy. I have no idea who this guy is. I just read you the bill. And that's part and parcel to how the anti-gunners like to operate, right? Just give my name. Don't tell anybody who I'm with so I get to say anything I want unchallenged. It's just, well, you know, you see these things in these stories, and it drives you crazy, man. This guy gets to say whatever he wants, and we never get to know who he is.
Right. Well, I guess I take solace in the fact that at least here in Michigan, unless anything's changed recently, you know, we have what we call full reciprocity, man. Any state that pretty much issues a concealed carry permit, except for Illinois, you know, we recognize their license. and we can go there. But let's see. I believe there's like 39 other states that recognize our license. So we're pretty good there. You know, I just wish we could get some traction on some other things. But, yeah, I believe, like you do, that anytime anyone is going to be quoted in a story that's going to get some coverage, that you should qualify the source and know exactly who you're talking about.
Tell me who this guy is, and I want to know who this guy is. Let's go back to the training issue. You are a firearms trainer up in Michigan.
Correct.
And you train a lot of people, and you've a number of sources. We'll let people know where to find you here in just a few minutes. You've been heard now a couple times on this program and on The Daily Show, and I intend to bring you back regularly. Really love to get your insight, and it's great to have you here. So from the training point, I want to make this very clear to you. When I was out in Arizona a number of years ago, I happened to be out there at the Scottsdale Gun Club the day that former Governor Jan Brewer signed constitutional carry into law in my favorite state in the world, and that's the great state of Arizona, the free state of Arizona.
Okay.
And as I was sitting there, at one of the premier training and range facilities in the state of Arizona at the Scottsdale Gun Club, a number of the trainers were talking to us, and they were petrified. Oh, man, I can't, you know, we love constitutional carry, but without the training, man, it's going to cost us our business. What we found, I said, you know, not so fast, guys. You're not giving law-abiding gun owners too much credit here. Don't you think?
I agree.
Law-abiding gun owners are, in fact, the most responsible of all citizens. Well, you know, I was right, and they were wrong as trainers.
Yeah.
And I can see why they were scared. Hey, it's not required anymore. We're going to lose business. Their business has quadrupled.
What that boils down to is that if you have constitutional carry, you don't have any permits in the way of something that's supposed to be your birthright. You're actually going to have more people practicing it, or more people eligible to practice carrying a firearm. And obviously, you know, those of us who are responsible, you know, your typical law-abiding citizen, they're going to want to get training.
That's, you know, that word again, Rick. Hold on to that thought, because we're getting ready to take a break. But there's that word again, responsible. That's the word again, responsible. When we come back, I'm going to read you another story from South Carolina. This one with a different attitude from a gun shop owner. And I'll ask Rick, a trainer himself, his thoughts right after this on the Armed American Radio Network. Don't go away.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
You're a 23 Mabry
Miss? Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. Always a pleasure to be spending this time with you every week, believe me. And I get to say this every week now. I get to see you tomorrow. And the next day, 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 and the next day. Every day. We're on the radio with you 7 days a week somewhere across the country here on the Armed American Radio Network or Armed American Radio Network's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. A real pleasure to be here. Love it. Great time with you. I'm talking to Rick Eckert. Rick, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Hey, great, great. Once again, great.
All right, let me read you something here. We're talking about South Carolina. We got the legislature now working on a permitless carry system, otherwise known as constitutional carry. And we heard the previous story I read. I wanted to know who Kenneth Young was. I have no idea who Kenneth Young was. This story comes to us from a woman by the name of April Baker, and she's reporting for WPDE News Channel 15. And she's been with them. This is at ABC. Yeah, there's gun lovers at ABC, right? Here's the title of her story, quote, "It just seems mighty reckless. Local gun shop reacts to proposed CWP bill." Of course April Baker thinks it just seems mighty reckless. Of course she does. Here's what the story says. Local business owners and residents are reacting to a bill that allows people to carry concealed weapons without a permit. On Thursday, the South Carolina House voted 90-18 in favor of the amended bill, which now heads to the Senate for approval. Quoting, "It just seems mighty reckless from a gun dealer standpoint and as a citizen standpoint," said David Floyd, the co-owner of the gun store in Conway. Now, who do you think picked up on that quote? Why, that would be Everytown for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action. What a silly name that is, by the way. "It just seems mighty reckless from a gun dealer standpoint and as a citizen standpoint," said David Floyd, the co-owner of the gun store in Conway. Floyd says he sees people come into his shop that are unsafe with handguns because they don't have any foundation. Now, Rick, I have to ask you this because, you see, there are boneheads on every side of any aisle and on both sides of any argument, of course, there are boneheads everywhere. I'm going to go ahead and give David Floyd, the co-owner of the gun store in Conway, South Carolina, this week's Bonehead of the Week award. Here's why. As a gun shop owner, he should be pushing that his customers get educated anyway, shouldn't he?
Well, absolutely. You know, just because we're talking about going to a permitless carry system, that doesn't mean that all the other laws that are on the books. Last figure I keep seeing quoted is 20,000 gun laws at the federal, state, and in some places, county and municipal level. You know, the thing that the word we talked about before was responsible. The responsible person is going to learn how to operate a firearm. And you know what? I'll tell you this. As a firearms trainer, the dirty little secret is that fundamental firearm safety is not rocket science. It's some very fundamental things that the average person of average intelligence can readily pick up on. You know, you always assume the firearm is loaded, keep it pointed in a safe direction, keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot, always be sure of your target and what is beyond it. You know, beyond that, there are some other things you got to know. But, you know, more importantly, you got to be aware of your laws. And make no mistake about it, if anyone with a permit, not a permit, law enforcement officers, regular civilians are not responsible, the law will hold them responsible and make them effective warning and admonishments for everyone else. So, you know, and I'm one of those rare firearms instructors that actually advocate for a constitutional carry type of arrangement. I really don't believe that not having a permit will stop people from training. I think the opposite will happen. I think.
Well, okay, that's a great point. Let me stop here. Let me stop you there. That's a great point. That is exactly what happened in Arizona, and that's what's getting ready to happen in Kansas. This David Floyd is very short-sighted and is not giving his customers and law-abiding citizens in South Carolina the opportunity to prove how responsible they are. He continues. He says, it'll lead to things that will put a negative light on guns because I believe incidents will happen through untrained and uneducated people. So I say to him, David, you mean like it did in Arizona? You mean like it does in Georgia right next door to you where we don't have to get trained by the state, yet where every single firearms class at any range I've ever been to is sometimes weeks out because they are so full of responsible law-abiding citizens who don't need to be nanny-babied by the state because we are free men and women who are responsible for ourselves and don't need the state telling us, you need to put five shots through that pie hole and then you can have this permit I'm going to give you and then you're going to be trained. That, in fact, David Floyd, sends the wrong message. It says this is all you need to do to be able to operate your handgun efficiently, and that's wrong. I've never been to a state-mandated training course that was anywhere near as proficient as the professional-level training I've taken for years. Would you agree with that?
Well, you know, I would hesitate before I would put the state in charge of something of that importance. And, you know, it just goes along with every other thing else they get their hands on and just mess it up. But, you know, and I hate to be biased, but, you know, the National Rifle Association, which I'm affiliated with, is the premier firearms education and training organization in the world, bar none. And the government doesn't tell the NRA how to run its educational and training department. You know, from Eddie Eagle at our public schools talking to our small and young middle-aged children to all of the volunteer firearms instructors all across the country. We do a pretty good job without interference. And one thing that I really hope that we get back to, and I know they do it in South Carolina, you know, there's a really strong firearms ownership tradition that exists in this country, and it's much bigger in the South than it is up here in the North. And really, things of that importance, you know, we really should take a strong look in terms of teaching that in the home. South Carolina, unless I'm mistaken, talking with my buddy Wayne Wilkerson, they actually do some things with firearms in the actual classroom. I believe they have a shooting team, if I'm not mistaken. And I actually had an opportunity to meet Tim Scott, the first black senator elected in the South in a long time. So, and he's pro-gun. So, you know, I salute South Carolina, and I wish them much success with going to constitutional carry. We can get it done with training, you know, the citizens who seek it out. And I surmise that the bulk of them will do so.
Well, that's been proven in state after state after state. And what I think David Boyd needs to do is Relax a little bit, David. Your training classes will be full. And what will happen is David Floyd will come on this program in about a year from now, and he'll say, you know, I thought for sure that we was going to lose all our business, and we didn't. Yeah, we can't add enough classes down here. We're so full. Because that's what happens when responsible, law-abiding people are cut loose to be free. David Floyd will find that out. Hey, Rick Ector, thank you for joining us on Armed American Radio. You'll probably be back on The Daily Show this week. We'll reach out to you in a day or two. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom every single day. And tomorrow, I'll see you on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, armedamericanradio.com to listen to the live stream. I tell you every day, I'm going to tell you right now, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.